Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi coming to you from the Binary Studio in Phoenix, Arizona. And this is the Dog Days of Advent. I almost said podcasting. That's in August. Dog Days of Advent. That happens. Well, this is the first year I think we're trying this. Maybe some people did it last year. I don't remember. But welcome. This is December 4th, Dog Days of Advent, and I completely screwed up previous episodes. I am supposed to be doing an Advent Word of the Day, just to give me a topical theme, some kind of common thread that we can all latch onto as we go forth in this season of Advent. It is December 4th, and as I look at the Advent calendar, I can see that it is today, hungry. From the website I'm going, I look for several Advent calendar Word of the Days. They all have different words on different days. Most seem to coincide on December 25th with the word child. So, but other than that, it's a mad scramble for whatever word of the day that you get. So today's word for hungry. Hungry makes me think of first, it is almost 8 a.m. and I haven't eaten yet. I've been up since about 5. Oh, wait, I had a banana. And I'm still hungry. So it's time to get some breakfast. That's not quite the hungry that they're looking for in this context, in the Christian Advent context. We are hungry for the coming of our Lord, to celebrate Christmas Day. We are hungry for the truth. We are hungry for honesty. We are hungry for many things. What are you hungry for? Not in the literal context like me and breakfast, but think about it. What did yourself? What are you hungry for this Advent season, and how are you going to satiate that hunger? Where are you going to look for that which will fulfill your hunger in the spiritual sense? So I normally don't do spiritual stuff here, so I'm a bit out of my element. I mean, not so much that, you know, I am a Christian and I'm going to be talking to you, but want to talk to you like we'd be sitting down at the coffee table or over a beer or something, and get your brain juices flowing, get my brain juices flowing. I like trying new things. This is a new thing for me. This is where I would rather have somebody who's a little more practiced at this doing this, but. I'll do my best, and hopefully you'll hang in there with me as I explore. This one's going to be pretty short because I do have a meeting coming up. Let me check. I'll check the calendar later. It is going to be a crazy week going forward. You will get a number of these on the road. I am in and out of the office all week this week. Not much studio time to be spoken of. So I guess I'm also batching it this week. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but my wife is out of town, so I am doing my own thing. When I want to wake up, I can turn on the lights at 5 a.m. and not have to worry about waking somebody else up. I do miss her dearly, so I am hungry for her to get home. I am not hungry in the sense that I have way too many leftovers in the freezer or in the fridge that I have to put some in the freezer. That part is not going to be an issue. In fact, I ate too much this weekend. Oh, man, it was a good weekend. So in terms of the physical hunger, no, not hungry, but I am hungry. I love the Christmas season. I do miss my kids around this time of the year. They are grown and in college and doing very well, but it's still more special to have Christmas with family. And this will be the first year in, I think, probably my entire life that Donna and I will be celebrating this together without a family. I had thought about making a quick trip back to Michigan, maybe just for a weekend, just to see the girls, but their schedules don't really align. Donna is there right now. We did have a fun phone call on Friday night, and it's just not going to work out, unfortunately. So this is a strange Christmas indeed without kids. I thought about setting up the tree, and then I watched a video about pet safety and realized our cats are not well behaved around Christmas trees. So maybe if I get a chance this week, I will take an hour or so and string up some lights outside just to get a little bit of festivity going around the house, or maybe set up some decorations that the cats cannot destroy. I'm not sure what those are at this point. The boxes of Christmas stuff are in a closet in the studio, and we'll see how that goes. I the older I get, the less I set up for Christmas. It's pretty sad. I suspect maybe with God's grace that I'll have grandchildren someday and can celebrate with them and go absolutely nuts over my grandchildren. Spoil them rotten. Set up Christmas stuff till it looks like the Griswold's house. You get the idea. That I'm excited. I like the Christmas season. I sing a little louder in church. I like the Christmas songs. They seem to be in key with my vocal range. If you haven't, if you haven't experienced my vocal range, go over to my YouTube channel. I put something up there. I know many of you saw this on YouTube or on Facebook. I did a video called My Nerdiest Things, a parody of my favorite things from The Sound of Music. A lot of fun. Had some fun putting that together. It was a labor of love. Some great input from various people. Thank you, Craig Stepp, for acknowledging my last-minute change before I made some changes on Thursday night and posted on Friday, December 1st. So go over there. You can find it on YouTube if you look for me, or you can find it, of course, on YouTube. I got to get a friendly URL on my YouTube channel. Just search for Chuck Tomasi. You'll find it. My Nerdiest Things should also bring that up as well. And it was fun. I like doing stuff like that when I'm inspired and when I have time. And, it seems like when something fun like that comes up, I also learn a few things. That's the fun thing about doing experiments like that is I can pick up a few tricks. I never did green screen on green screen live shot before. So there's one point in there where I drop in an image in the background. I'm doing a green screen in front of it, and then I have a green screen layered on top of that for a blood splatter. Yes, there's a blood splatter in what I would call a Christmas video. So, strange enough, if you don't understand that, figure it out. It was a lot of fun. There's a few things I'd do different if I were to do it again. So, learning experience that way too. I'll carry that forward, and I can take that to work. I can take it to future hobby projects like this. I can do whatever I want with it. But that's a lot of the fun and learning and sharing. And Merry Christmas to you all. Today's word is hungry. Think about what makes you hungry this Christmas spirit, this Christmas season, that will fulfill your inner spirit and bring you peace. And we'll talk about the next word tomorrow. So thank you very much. Where's that music? I just set up this soundboard on the computer, so not using what you call it. Talk to you later. Bye.